from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. I had Ryan and Casey from Funky Buddha cracking up yesterday. I sent them the video of me talking about their bison wings. And by the way, that's not a joke. Here's, you know what, something funny. So I tweeted out the video last night, because in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour yesterday, we were talking about wings in the 4 o'clock hour. And I, for whatever reason, I misgendered their wings. They have bison sliders. They have bison burgers, bison sliders. I said they have bison wings, and then I asked Crowder, don't they have bison wings? And Crowder astutely pointed out that bison don't have wings.
Duh. There.
Like, yeah. Solana skated on that one, by the way. Because Solana, I said, don't they have bison wings? And Solana's answer was, I believe they have both. And yeah, I hadn't realized that, but I sent Ryan and KC from Funky Buddha the video, and they were cackling, as anyone should have, by the way. But I will tell you how, you know, casually people listen or look at social media. I sent out that video yesterday, and all I wrote on the tweet was, have you tried the bison wings at Funky Buddha Brewery? They're awesome. And a lot of people just responded with, I'll have to try them next time I'm there. Like, they didn't watch the video, and they were like, oh, bison wings. That sounds delicious. But no, there are no bison wings.
There's no such thing.
No such thing as a bison wing. Let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Weather here in Miami is terrible. I mean terrible. So drive safely, because the lightning is just coming down every couple of seconds. Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana. There was another lightning bolt just now.
Yep. Yeah, it's rough, man. It's really rough. The craziest thing is we still have TVs in our studio. That, like, the second you see one drop of rain.
Because these are direct TV. Usually they go right out.
Yeah, it goes out. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks, Heat schedule, NBA schedules, plural, were released today. The Miami Heat, we talked about it a couple times today, but they're going to open up their season hosting the Orlando Magic. That is a Wednesday night, October 23rd at the Kaseya Center. Three of their first four will be at home, including versus the Pistons and the Knicks the following week. Second game will be at Charlotte.
The Heat single game tickets go on sale tomorrow at noon, if you could choose one game before the season starts, Crowder, and I'm talking about a game where you want to see the opposing team, but you can only take your family to see one, which team? Now, again, you have to cross-reference it, I said, because you got to look if they're on the second night of a back-to-back, because then the star may not play, and so on and so forth. But just in a vacuum, I say you're a dad, your kids want to go to a Heat game, but they want to see X opponent. Which opponent is it?
Oh, probably the Boston, the Celtics, or the Knicks.
I said the Knicks because there's obviously the great rivalry, and Knicks are going to be good. Boston's a good one. When you want to see Steph Curry, though, after the Olympics, or the Lakers and LeBron?
I'm not saying Steph has run his course because he's an amazing player, but I watched LeBron for 4 years. I've seen Steph win championships. Like, I guess my thought when you asked this question was that the next team or seeing the
What about
young stars.
Milwaukee? We didn't mention Milwaukee. What about going to see Giannis and Dame?
I think Crowder, wouldn't you want to see Minnesota? Anthony Edwards?
Oh, and
that's what, like, my approach is that I want to see that next guy. And I'm not saying LeBron and Steph are washed, but I want to see the new star.
You kind of did say that. You kind of did say that, though, on Monday. Your take was that LeBron and Steph were washed.
LeBron's washed.
I mean, if they played together three championships in a row.
Oh, my
But I don't want to rehash this.
Hawk, we've watched them.
Dallas? You get Luka, maybe Kyrie, and Klay Thompson, new look Dallas team.
Ooh, that's not bad.
I like Dallas too.
What about
is Klay now? Is Klay washed?
What about Denver? Klay's washed. What about Denver? Just to marvel at the fact that you're watching Jokic and he doesn't look like it's watching anything. Especially, you know what I mean? Like, just to go there and for 48 minutes go, how, like, this guy stinks, and then all of a sudden you look up and he's got a triple-double.
I hate Jokic's game because I watched it in the finals last year. I went to game six, whatever it was. Bro, it is so boring to watch him play, and it's just like, damn, they have 60 points. Damn, they have 90 points. His game is the boringest game I've ever watched in my life.
If you want to watch somebody just lumber up and down the floor, look tired, overweight, and disinterested, but just mop your team and brutalize them for 48
There's
minutes.
There's something funny about it, right?
Denver Nuggets is the ticket you want.
Yeah.
His game is frustrating as an opponent.
As a viewer, as anybody.
I went to the game. I paid like $6,000 per ticket, and I'm watching this big dude run up and down. He's tired as me. Like, he's asking me for a nacho. I'm like, no, you can't have a nacho.
Yeah.
Like,
he should be allowed to play with food in his hand, right? Because then at least it would make it more entertaining to watch him. You know what I mean? If he had a hot dog in his hand while he played.
It would be way better that he's killing you with a hot dog.
That would be funny.
Is there a rule
against playing with food in your hand? I wonder. Because remember Ben Simmons, whose practice video, had the phone in his pocket? Wouldn't it be funny if, literally during a play.
It's what Mark Sanchez did, right? On the sideline?
Grabbed
the hot dog from the stands and ate it.
What if during a play, Jokic, literally has his elbow on someone and grabs a hot dog out of his pocket and takes a bite? That would be funny and entertaining. Savannah Bananas-like.
He's a Savannah Bananas type player.
I think things are going to be different this year anyways when the Heat play a Jokic type, because they've got Kalel Ware now. You know what I mean? So
new Jokic.
What's his name?
Kalel Ware. The Heat
Have we locked in on that first name?
No. What about San Antonio to see Victor Wembanyama?
Ooh.
Now that you mentioned Khalil Ware, who is Wembanyama 2.0, let's be honest. Yeah. No, but honestly, if you were going to go see someone, wouldn't it be Wemby?
It's a good call.
Just to watch him play? I think that's the team I would want to go see play.
But they were terrible last
year. I know. I just want to watch Wemby. I don't care.
Just to see the show.
Yeah.
I want to go watch Zion.
Well, me too. Man. I forgot about New Orleans.
You talking about somebody that can pull a hot dog out of their pocket.
You must not have been watching Pelicans games for the past 3 years, Hawk. I mean, Zion's been playing with a po' boy in his hand every game.
He's got hot dogs in both hands. Don't pass it to me. I'm eating.
Zion's eating coffee grounds during the game. Whatever he can get his hand on.
It's like, Zion, why are you carbo loading it during the first time out of the first quarter, brother?
You want a Gatorade? No, I'll take a fettuccine Alfredo.
You got any meatballs? Meatballs? That's not, meatballs?
All right, so there you have it.
There we have what?
I don't know.
NBA preview.
Want me to do headlines here, Hawk?
Oh, I thought you were doing them.
No.
Oh. Yeah, please.
They're driven by the new... Maybe I was doing them.
I thought you were, but maybe not.
Maybe. By the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. Nothing major out of camp today from the Miami Dolphins. They did have joint practices with the Commanders. They'll play Saturday at Hard Rock Stadium, 7:30 p.m. Your best guess, Tua Tagovailoa, will he play, will he not play?
Yes. I say he plays two series.
I'm with you. A couple series.
Yeah. Is it 7:30 or 7 on Saturday? I thought it was 7.
I think it's 7:30 on Saturday.
I said it yesterday, I think. 4 for 7, 42 yards, something
yeah,
like that.
Like just get him out there, say that he's played a couple of series, and then move on to week one.
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
7.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tampa Bay is 7:30. My bad. Listen, you thought the Dolphins had the 8th strongest strength of schedule, so... You know, he did a whole segment on
Listen,
that.
I thought bison had wings.
And bisons have wings, yeah. Let's
I wasn't trying to pick on you. I was just saying, isn't the game 7? Because I thought if anybody's listening and they're listening to you 7:30, let's give the right info.
No, and that might be literally the only time you might be able to get to see Tua Tagovailoa play. So you don't want to get there at 7:30.
You're right. If you want to see Tua throw a couple of passes, you better be there at 7.
Games at 7. Games at 6:45, ladies and gentlemen. Be there on time.
Games at 7.
Get there at bison, 5.
Bison wings are served from 6:40 to 6:50.
Get there at 5:30, just to be safe.
There is a NFL preseason game tonight, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
You got this. The Patriots hosting the Philadelphia Eagles.
Let's see here. I want to bet this. I want a little action tonight.
Remember, no Matthew Judon for the Patriots. He has been traded to Atlanta, 3rd-round pick.
Patriots are 3.5-point favorites tonight. Let's see some game props. Patriots, 1 or more passing touchdowns is minus 210. Who are the quarterbacks for either team? Anybody know? Who are actually playing tonight?
I do not know.
For the Falcons, I don't know who's playing, but for the Falcons, it's Penix and...
Well, it's not the Falcons. It's the Eagles and Patriots tonight.
I mean, the Pats. It's the boy from Tennessee. That's what I was saying. Milton.
Is he playing tonight?
I don't know who's playing. Yeah. I know their roster. And he's way down on depth chart. He should play.
Let's see. I'm looking at Ben Volen's...
Drake May and Milton.
Who'd you say the backup was for the Eagles? You said it yesterday.
Oh, man. We did talk about it yesterday. It looks like Drake May's playing, by the way, because Ben Volen, he has 5 things to watch for tonight in Patriots-Eagles, and the first thing is let's see what this kid can do.
Who's the Eagles' backup? You said it yesterday.
Josh Dobbs.
No.
Jacoby Brissett.
Mm-mm.
That's it. It was a big black guy backing up a black guy.
It was? I thought it was a white dude.
No, it's not Jacoby Brissett. It's Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, big white dude.
Big black guy. Kenny Pickett's white?
Yeah, why do you think Tomlin got rid of him?
we needed a Justin Fields and a Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook.
Oh, well, better than Russell Wilson.
Hey, by the way, for any gamers out there, Madden is officially releasing tomorrow. You've had the pre-order. You've already been playing it, I know, but Madden 25 drops tomorrow.
Does anybody buy the actual...
I know some people still do. People will go and they'll buy it at GameStop, Best Buy, whatever. They'll buy the actual physical game.
Because they want that?
Right.
It's like a collectible or something.
Yeah, I used to be that way. I have every FIFA since FIFA 98. But
we're going to do this tomorrow. Pro Football Network ranked all the backup quarterbacks 1 through 32. Do you want to guess who is the number one ranked backup quarterback in the NFL, according to Pro Football Network?
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields.
Yeah. That's easy. Because he'll be a starter by week 7.
Well, I don't know if you know all the backups, but I'll save this till tomorrow.
Okay.
You want to guess where the Dolphins' backup quarterback, who I'm guessing is Mike White, is ranked 1 through 32?
28.
Solana?
It's 1 through 32 only?
Yeah.
Backup.
22. He's 22?
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Says the write-up. I'll do it tomorrow, but it says the write-up. A true roller coaster of a backup QB. Mike White seems just as capable of posting a 350-yard, three-touchdown performance as he does throwing multiple picks and looking overwhelmed as a starter. White played through broken ribs in 2022, likely earning respect around the league. Tua Tagovailoa stayed healthy for all 17 games last season, so White attempted just 6 passes.
I think he'll be the backup. Ultimately, I think
over Skyler.
I still think he gets the job or gets the nod.
I think so too.
But I don't think anybody's going to feel very confident when Mike White has to take a snap. If he does, hopefully he doesn't. But if he did, I don't think anybody's going to feel very confident.
I don't know about that.
The schematics of it, of even watching it, and now they're questioning his backup role, has got to me. Because I was a big Mike White fan. But now it's like, damn, where are we at with Mike White? Skyler can do his thing.
Hey, man, just hand the ball off. Pitch it to Devon Achane.
You got a lot of weapons at running back. Let's not get cutesy here, Coach.
Tyreek on the jet sweep.
Yeah.
Fellas, there's going to be a 3rd and 8. We can't hand off everything.
Reverse.
we're gonna have to throw an out sooner or later.
Hey, why don't they run the Wildcat more? Tyreek Hill, Jalen Wright, Devon Achane, Raheem Mostert. Let's go. 2008, baby. All over again.
You want to get cutesier, huh?
I do.
You want to get cutesier.
Bro,
Crowder, Wildcat 100%.
We have the cutest offense in the NFL.
Just have all of them out there. Waddle, Achane, Mostert, Tyreek Hill.
And just do all the hand, do all
Jalen Wright,
the handoffs you can,
and just everybody in motion. Bring back Ronnie Brown, Anthony Fasano, if you have to. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. 2nd and 7.
Need a target in the end zone. Fasano's
second
that dude.
2nd and 7, Solana. That's what it's gonna. That's our Wildcat's gonna end up at 2nd and 7.
But listen, it worked for you to beat the New England Patriots in Foxborough.
They need to do something against Jacksonville week 1. They got to come out of there with a dub. Like, don't get cutesy week 1 without getting a dub. Like, do something.
2nd and 7.
All right, anything else, Solana?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Oh, really quickly here, and maybe I shouldn't even bring this up, considering how poorly our 5 o'clock hours have gone down the drain with food news. But Krispy Kreme and Dr. Pepper are launching a collab.
I saw this.
Dr. Pepper cream-filled donut.
It sounds delicious. You get yourself a Dr. Pepper cream-filled donut. You wash it down with a Coke Zero Oreo. I mean, it is heaven.
Once you take the carbonation out of a drink, how good is it?
No, but but how about a cream-filled? Because a cream-filled donut is superior. Right.
Yes.
And now you make the cream-filled Dr. Pepper flavored?
But the flavor of Dr. Pepper, is it delicious without the carbonation?
I think
that's
so.
That's my question.
Yes, I think so. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Nasty.
Not. Opposite.
Huh?
It's nasty.
Opposite, Jimmy. Opposite.
I told you this was the issue with Coca-Cola and Oreo. I mean, where does this end? And it doesn't. It just spirals out of control until you have...
I just saw on Instagram a Shirley Temple float.
Ooh.
You got the ginger ale. What else in there? Grenadine?
Ginger ale.
Yeah. Sprite, whatever.
It's Sprite.
Well, on the one that they made here, it's ginger ale.
Well, then it's not a Shirley Temple.
Yeah, grenadine. Shirley Temple is Sprite and grenadine.
Mm-hmm. And then you put a scoop of ice cream in there.
And ginger ale.
That sounds pretty good.
I'm confused.
Mm-hmm.
They use ginger ale on the video. Ginger ale and grenadine.
It's like a cheat code, though, right? Doesn't everything taste better with a scoop of ice cream?
It's vanilla ice cream, which is sugar.
Hey, here's a cookie. Here, we put a scoop of ice cream on top.
Does a scoop of ice cream...
upgrade everything?
I think it does. Upgrades a waffle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Upgrades a cone.
Yeah.
You ever had an ice cream cone without the ice cream in it? Hey, it's just a wafer.
Meat. It doesn't work on meat.
Right. Not on meat. Right. Yeah. Not on meat.
Yeah. Even like a coffee, like an affogato.
Oh, affogato.
Yeah.
That's the new thing they give you, the espresso.
No, it's not
with the coffee.
Yeah. Not a new thing.
It's a hot new thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's a hot new thing.
Man, this is crazy. I'm seeing it at all these new restaurants.
Yep.
It's ice cream on top of a baby coffee.
It's like instead of a sweetener, here's a little ice cream.
Ice cream on the baby coffee.
People are talking about this now.
It's going big, man. It's blowing up.
Got the Aperol Spritz. That's taken off.
No one cares about an Aperol.
Everyone does. It's the hottest new drink. Hottest new drink in the country. Yeah.
No. Well, Aperol.
It is.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm.
You're the guy that brought up the donuts. You know what's happened in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hours the last few days.
I fed Jimmy such a great line, and he just laughed at me instead of saying it on the air. That's why there was dead.
That's because
there.
You guys are in the studio together. He got thrown off. He thought you were just talking to him.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Jimmy. We'll get
Jimbo.
Him tomorrow.
You want to try it, Jimmy? Go ahead. Try it out.
Nah.
You didn't pay attention to him?
I was, but I didn't hear the rest of it.
Jimmy, hit us with something. Give us something, Jimmy.
Good. What's the line?
You guys should try these spaghetti and meatballs.
What?
Huh?
Oh, because we were talking about hot new things.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. The thing is that he's wearing his headphones and he looked at me and he laughed, so I thought he heard me. And then,
but it was just a courtesy laugh.
Right, because then when there was dead air, he looked at me and said, "I didn't hear you."
Courtesy laugh.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Shake what your mama gave you.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Yeah, fun today. Tomorrow's a little bit of a special show because Solana's leaving on his cruise and Crowder is in New York. He's got that Fanatics Festival, which is starting tomorrow, which is going to be like insanely crowded with sports fans and sports celebrities. So we're going to have an abbreviated two-hour show. We'll be on from 2 till 4 tomorrow, a little hybrid best of and live and, you know. And then at 4 o'clock, Josh Appel will take over for the last couple hours of the program. And then everybody will enjoy their weekend. Maybe a little Dolphins action on Saturday night. And then we'll all reconvene on Monday, and we'll talk about what we saw. So there you go, a little plan for tomorrow. Krantz's Corner is coming up tonight after us with Zach Krantz. Let's talk trucks before we get out of here. Palmetto Ford of Miami, they're family-owned and operated since 1966. Whatever you're looking for, Explorer, Edge, F-150s, F-250s, F-750s, they got it. Whatever truck you need, honestly, they got it. Pickup trucks, landscape, dump trucks, cargo vans, box trucks. If it's out there, they got it. They got it in stock, on the lot, ready for delivery, no waiting around. Doesn't matter if you need two vans or 40 vans, they got it. Palmetto Ford, they're constant. Acquiring more inventory. They've got a nationally recognized buying team. So take it from me. You cut out the middleman, you get it straight from the source. Palmetto Ford, they know trucks. And yeah, they got it. Happy birthday to Boban, by the way. Did plenty of NBA talk today and did not mention that it was Boban's birthday. He is 36 years old. Heat schedule was released at 3 o'clock today. Best bet, go to Ira Winderman's Twitter account. You get a good little recap right there. Everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. Very rainy in South Florida, so drive carefully. I know my drive home to Boca is going to be fun. Everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. We will speak with you mañana.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.